Welcome to Semper Gumby in Alaska, a podcast of the Diocese of Juneau. Broadcasting today from St. Catherine of Siena Parish in Petersburg, Alaska. Today is Friday of the second week of Advent, the 9th of December, 2011. We celebrate with Juan Diego. The Lord be with you.
And also with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to Lord.
Jesus said to the crowds, "To what shall I compare this generation? It is like children who sit in the marketplaces and call to one another, 'We played the flute for you, but you did not dance. We sang a dirge, but you did not mourn.' For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they said, 'He is possessed by a demon.' The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they said, 'Look, he is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' But wisdom is vindicated by her works." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So today we celebrate Juan Diego, who on this date in 1531 saw Our Lady of Guadalupe. It's not until the 12th does he receive the image on his tilma that he's to deliver, well, the roses that create the image on his tilma that he's to deliver to the bishop. Juan Diego was 51 years old when he met Mary. And Mary didn't call him Juan. She called him Juanito. "My little one. My little child. I have this message for the bishop." And he must have been looking around going, "Anybody else want to take this message?" And we know the story. He was often rebuffed, not allowed in to see the bishop, and on and on. After the building of the shrine, which was small to begin with, there on the Mount Tepeyac, he became a hermit and lived there, caring for the pilgrims that came and the flower garden around the shrine, etc. How many of us are ready to have God interrupt our life? We think of yesterday, the reading about the Annunciation. If the angel Gabriel came to us today saying, "You know, Brother Thomas, fill your own name in, I've got a mission for you." I know I'd be looking around going, "I know what happens to visionaries. Their lives get way complicated, Lord. Are you sure you're picking the right person?" But God picks the small and the little to shame the would-be wise and powerful. We think in this story, here is someone who was born in 1480, right? 12 years before Columbus discovered the Americas. And at this point, through the work of the Franciscan missions, he's a catechumen. We're not exactly sure when he was baptized. It's so interesting. You know, I received baptism just a few days after my birth. I never had to struggle with, is this faith, this Catholic faith, real? Is it true? Is this all this story about Jesus coming to earth make any sense? Why would God want to be one of us? You can see, when he got here, he wasn't well accepted. the forerunner, right, who's supposed to prepare the way, had a lot of people. We heard everyone in the surrounding Judean hillside and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem were headed out to see John the Baptist in the desert. But I wonder if it was just a spectacle and not a conversion. They were just there to see what's happening. Everyone was going, come, let's have a party in the desert. It's a nice afternoon. And John the Baptist is preaching, right? If you've got two cloaks, you've stolen one from the poor. I'd find that a little hard to take. Because I've got a lot of cloaks. Shoes, stuff. Much of it probably, in fact, stolen from the poor. And then Jesus comes and hangs out with the very wrong people. Eats with them and drinks with them. So on the one hand, John the Baptist, too hard to take, in the desert, eating locust and honey, dressed in a fine camel's hair coat. Jesus, on the other hand, hanging out with tax collectors and sinners, eating with them, making himself unclean, or, from Jesus' perspective, making all of them, right, clean. You can't unclean Jesus in any way, so everything he touches is made clean. When we consume the Eucharist, we're again made clean. The Eucharist is one of the sacraments that forgives sins. Along with the anointing of the sick and the sacrament of reconciliation that we'll celebrate this evening. So we have in Juanito, this little 51-year-old man living in a strange culture, right? Everything he knew would have been turned upside down when the Spaniards arrived. Temple worship ended. His last name, which I will not even attempt to pronounce, means the eagle who speaks. Right? He was an indigenous First Nations person who accepted Christ. And Mary said, could you do this a little bit more for me? Changing his life forever. What little bit more will we do for our Blessed Mother or for her Son Jesus this Advent to change our lives and the lives around us for the better?
Thank you for listening to Semper Gumby in Alaska. This is Father Thomas Weiss, a priest of the Diocese of Juneau. If you'd like to send me any feedback, you can reach me through my email at frthomasweiss@gmail.com. Again, that's frthomasweiss@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and if there's any way I can make these podcasts more helpful, please let me know. May God bless you and have a great day.